With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom Dumontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. Each time I see Jon Favreau, I think of the 1996 film Swingers. And a swinger is usually someone who is glib, narcissistic, and less than advertised. This defines Favreau's capacity as a director and his superhero blockbuster, Iron Man. Lauded as an independent-minded action flick, Iron Man doesn't foot the bill. Favreau can go on forever about trying to channel Robert Altman. It's just talk. So what if a few of the scenes were heavily improvised? Iron Man is little more than Pavlovian cinema at its finest. Play AC/DC or Suicidal Tendencies, show a high-tech gadget or something exploding into a million pieces, and watch the audience collectively salivate. And choosing to punctuate each scene with a corny wink-wink-nudge-nudge one-liner is not funny or intelligent. It's redundant, just like the ridiculous use of product placement. Unless, of course, you work for Burger King or Audi. Iron Man is a few brain cells smarter than most Hollywood superhero films, but that's not saying much. The pathos is lifeless and superficial, Robert Downey Jr. is just okay, and the action is occasionally bona fide. The film simply feels inert, unresponsive, and even $75 million worth of marketing can't change that. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom Dumontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursday and Saturday at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.